A couple of weeks ago, I was in Louisville helping station WFPL celebrate its 40th anniversary. While I was there, I took advantage of hearing a great musician who had returned to his hometown of Louisville over 20 years ago, guitarist Jimmy Rainey. Rainey's early reputation was based on being one of the first musicians to translate Charlie Parker's bebop innovations to guitar. But Rainey's importance goes beyond that, to his subtle touch and melodic lines. The day I heard him, he was playing solo at a restaurant. He sounded great, and it was a good day for him. He could hear what he was playing. Rainey has a progressive ear disorder called Meniere's disease. He's completely lost the hearing in one ear. Rainey left Louisville in the 40s to go on the road. He played with Stan Getz and Woody Herman's band. Then in the early 50s, he recorded a series of records with Getz that have just been reissued on Mosaic Records. You returned to Louisville?
Honestly?
Yeah.
I was drinking like a fish, and I split up with my wife, and I didn't know what to do. And I couldn't handle New York and nothing. I couldn't work. And my mother needed some help and assistance and everything. So I came down temporarily, and I stayed.
You've been having ear problems for years, Meniere's disease. What are the symptoms of it? What are your symptoms?
Well, there's a loss of hearing, and then there's... what it is too much fluid in the inner ear, and it doesn't drain off, and it distorts and destroys the nerves of the inner ear, which are the hairs that run to the nerve ends that run to the brain, you know. And it damages them and eventually destroys them. But it's intermittent, and which defies any kind of trial and error method of drugs, you know. Because is it the drug, or did it just go away by itself, get better by itself?
So how does this affect how you play and when you can play?
Well, that's why I'm playing solo. I haven't played in New York for several years, or Europe, I haven't made any records too, because it's been so bad the last couple of years. This is the best time I've had in 2 years, the longest good spell. The trick is, I can play solo even when I can't hear it, when it sounds wrong, because it does something else that's not mentioned in any of the medical books. It makes you tone deaf.
So what does that mean? You can hear sound, but you can't differentiate the tone?
I can't tell the notes. I sometimes can't tell the instruments. I can't tell if it's really bad. I can't tell whether they're playing rock or Mozart or jazz. I can only tell it's organized sound rather than noise.
Huh. So on those days when you're not hearing well, but you can still play solo, you're just playing what you hear in your head anyways?
Yeah, and also the brain plays a funny trick. I can play, and I know what I'm playing, and I hear it, so it makes up. The brain makes the noise I'm making sound like what I'm playing to me.
Right.
But if somebody else starts to play, I can't tell what they're playing because I don't know it beforehand.
Was it difficult for you to accept what was happening to you, or were you able to accept it?
Yeah, it's okay. I'm prepared to be totally deaf unless I die first or something, but it's okay.
On the days when your hearing's good, do you ever go back to listen to your own records?
Not so much. I don't want to sound modest, but when my ears are working, there's other things I'd rather hear than myself. But sometimes I'll play something that I really haven't listened to for a long time. Like, I did an album in 1976 called Live in Tokyo, which was actually pretty good for me. Because it was live, and it was good engineers, and it was a good hall in Tokyo. So I listened to a couple of those the other day. It was okay.
¶¶
of the first guitarists to take, you know, the modern jazz sound, the bop sound, and incorporate that onto guitar. Was it particularly challenging to do that on guitar?
Well, technically, it was a little bit, because Tal and I arrived at a similar solution independently.
Tal Farlow.
Mm-hmm. And he said in public, and I've said it too, well, we're trying to play like Charlie Parker and Bud Powell, and it's that's the way it came out. Well, that's true. I mean, my ambitions at that point were no more than to be a Charlie Parker, Bud Powell interpreter. I mean, when I was that age, because that was hard enough, God knows. If I could really play good bebop that was really correct the way they did it, I would have been, that was more than, that was a high ambition, for, you know, and I happened to play guitar. And I got a good reputation out of that because no one else did it on guitar with the exception of Tal, and to a certain degree Chuck Wayne, but... and then I made all those records with Stan right at that time, so that did it. I think after that I became my own man in a way, more.
You didn't become an orthodox bopper. I mean, you really... I think you really have an affection for song form and melody. Do you know what I mean? Not just the harmonics of bop.
But I never tried to be original, too. That's another thing. I tried to be better all my life. My only grail was in the sense of a quest, was the search for quality. I'm not saying that I have it, but that's what my quest was, not originality. I figure originality would come if you're good enough. And if it didn't, at least you would be good at what you were doing, better that than some mechanical, contrived style, because that's easy enough to cook up a different style.
You lost your hearing in one ear, and you've been having the intermittent problems with the other ear. Right. Has it changed your playing or your composing? You know, do you think that there's something different that you're going for in your music because of your hearing?
I've thought about that, actually, but I'm not sure I've come to any conclusion, except I think it forces you to hear what you play before much more clearly. And I think, as a consequence, if anything, my playing is more precise. That's a good point. The debit side is when you're improvising, you can spiral up into a place where you don't know exactly what you're doing, but you're carrying, depending on your ear, musical ear, and also what you're hearing to pull you out of it, one idea suggests another and so on. Some of that is lost because you're less likely to take chances, you know, because if I hit a wrong note, I'll hear the one I thought I hit, not the one that I actually hit. And that makes you worry a little bit and watch your fingers a little more, you know, and stuff like that.
On those days when you don't hear well or you don't hear at all and you're playing, mm-hmm. And you're hearing it in your mind before you play, so you know what you're playing, does the audience know?
Not unless I tell them.
Do you tell them?
Well, I don't ordinarily make announcements.
Right.
Uh-huh. I played a year with Scott Henderson, he just followed me, you know. He knew, and I said, how's your ears? Awful, you know. And, okay, then if anything went wrong, like, where I slipped off, you know, without rhythm, there's a problem of synchronizing your playing, because he may be playing some single notes and some chords, and I'm playing a solo. And I might not be sure what the rhythm is. We might slip apart. There's not much meter problem. That's in your head. That keeps going on. But you can slip apart. So I'd be sure you synchronize with me. He knew my playing well enough that he knew from the notes I was playing exactly where I was if he had any doubt. You know. So we did that for a year. It was no problem. But when I'm hearing, it's a pleasure. And when I'm not, it's kind of imaginary, and sometimes it's unpleasant.
Why unpleasant?
Well, because it sounds so funny, you know. And if I'm hearing, like, as I told, explained to you before, if Scott is playing, I don't know what he's playing.
Yeah.
If I'm playing, it sounds like pretty much like a slightly blurred version of what I'm playing. But I could make a tape of myself and turn it on in the middle. I don't know what it is.
Well, I'm really glad I got to hear you play today. I enjoyed it immensely.
I didn't know you were coming.
Yeah. Thanks very much for doing the interview.
Oh, thank you for having me. It was my pleasure also.
Guitarist Jimmy Rainey. Special thanks to John Gregory of Station WFPL in Louisville, where we recorded this interview. This is Fresh Air.